Hi, this is Matt, WB2SRI. Welcome to part one of my portable loop antenna shootout for 2022. You may be familiar with my receiver shootouts. I've done a number of them, most recently back in May. In my receiver shootouts, what I do is take an antenna and hook it up to an RF distribution amplifier connected to the antenna inputs of a number of different receivers and record them simultaneously, demodulating the same signal on the same frequency at the same time so that you can compare how the different receivers do on the same signal and get kind of a controlled comparison. Well, in this case, I'm inverting this. And what I want to do is compare different portable loop antennas, active loop antennas. And so to do that, what I've done is gotten a bunch of exactly the same receiver, in this case, the Sangene ATS-909X2, and connected them to several different portable loop antennas and tuned them to the same frequency at the same time and recorded all of them simultaneously. And we're going to do that on a number of different frequencies. The idea here is that we get a controlled experiment with exactly the same receiver and exactly the same signal source as received with different portable antennas. And we're going to be comparing three or four, depending on how you count, different antennas tonight. The first is my kind of standard, really good portable antenna setup, the Wellbrook FLX1530 with a 1 meter loop of LMR400 coaxial cable. And then I use a broom handle to support that, and it holds its own shape reasonably well. That's a nice antenna, but it's a little bit on the large and cumbersome side to travel with unless I'm, you know, committed to packing a fair amount of stuff. So our next antenna is another Wellbrook FLX 1530, but in this case, we're only using a half meter diameter loop of RG400 cable, RG58 size, but kind of stiffer. And that holds its own shape pretty well. And I'm using some PVC pipe, some half-inch PVC pipe to support that. And that folds down into a much more portable package. And then next up, we'll be listening to the K180WLA antenna, which is an inexpensive Chinese-made active loop antenna about half a meter in diameter. It's readily available on eBay, as well as on Amazon for a slightly higher price. It's about $60 or so. It's very inexpensive. It uses but it's surprisingly well made mechanically. We'll see how it performs, and we're gonna see some interesting differences and similarities to the more expensive Wellbrooks. And then finally, the internal antenna on the Sangene ATS-909X2. For lower frequencies, that will be the ferrite bar that's inside it. For HF, that will be the whip antenna. So, without further ado, let's start at lower frequencies and kind of work our way up. And we're going to start really low, down in the long wave navigational beacon, NDB band, and we're going to listen to an unchallenging signal just across the river and down a little bit. National Airport DC non-directional beacon signal. It just sends DC in Morse code over and over again. And we'll see that on most of these setups, I receive them pretty well. So we'll start out with our reference antenna, which is the 1 meter Wellbrook. And I'm going to bring that up below me right now. And you can probably hear DC in Morse code over and over again. A pretty clear signal. Now, you'll remember that with my receiver shootouts, I take the reference signal and I leave that on continuously on the left channel. So let me move this over to the left channel right now. And you should be only hearing that on the left channel. If you're not listening on headphones in stereo, none of this is going to make any sense to you. Let me bring that up at full volume. And then on the right channel, we'll start with our first of our comparisons, which is the half meter Wellbrook. So we're listening on the left channel to the 1 meter Wellbrook, and we'll be listening on the right channel to the half meter Wellbrook. So let me get out of the way and I'll let you listen to these two antennas. Okay, so those were very similar in quality. You probably noticed the only real difference is that the half-meter Wellbrook was a little more susceptible to interference and noise, probably locally generated noise. Maybe that was a cell phone tower somehow interfering down there or something like that. But, you know, in terms of signal quality with when the noise bursts weren't present, I think they were pretty similar. But I'm listening at the same time you are, so, you know, your ears are as qualified to judge as mine here. So next up, let me get rid of that on the right channel, and now we'll listen to the K180 WLA. And here, well, it's another story entirely. Okay, I didn't hear a single thing on the K180. There was no sign of anything down in there. But this antenna, it says it goes down to 100 kilohertz. As you will see, that is very optimistic. It really does not have any kind of performance at all below about 1 megahertz. And really doesn't start picking up until about 2.5 megahertz. So completely useless down in the beacon band. So now let's get rid of that and listen on the right channel to the Sanjean internal ferrite bar antenna and see how that does. Okay, so that acquitted itself quite well. It wasn't as good as the either of the Wellbrooks, but, you know, it was certainly usable. So if you're interested in the below the AM broadcast band frequencies, the navigational beacon, some of the European stations, and your only option is the K180, skip it and just use the internal ferrite bar. All right, that's it for this one. In the next part, we'll look at another signal going up a little bit more in frequency. But for now, thanks for listening. This is Matt, WB2SRI, and I'll see you later with another comparison.